اللهم لا مضل له الا انت ولا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى اله واصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن اراد الاخره وسعى لها سعيها اولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا صدق الله العظيم محترم بزرگوں اور بھائیوں اللہ تعالیٰ یہ ارشاد فرما رہے ہیں کہ جو آدمی آخرت کا ارادہ کرے اور اس کے لیے جیسی کوشش کرنی چاہیے ویسی کوشش کرے تو پھر اس کی کوشش کی قدر کی جائے
that a person who intends for the akhirah and makes akhirah his goal and then he makes effort accordingly, you know, amount of effort that is needed to be made for that, then Allah values that.
Jaisi koshish karni chahiye bhi dono baatein hain, jitni koshish karni chahiye wo baat bhi shamil hai aur koshish ka jo tareeqa hona chahiye wo baat bhi shamil hai.
And in making that effort, the required amount of effort that is needed, like how much effort he needs to make and how he needs to make, that's included in that.
Sahiya, 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 humble mutlaq. Taqeed ke liye bhi hota hai, bayan hayat ke liye bhi hota hai. Wo koshish jaisi Allah Pak chahte hain, waisi koshish karna.
The effort has to be made the way Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is requiring the individual to make the effort for to be successful in that.
To Allah Pak farmane ki hum uski qadar karenge.
And Allah Taala said that we value that effort.
Allah Taala ka qadar karna ye hota hai ki uski sahi jaza murattab farmana.
And when Allah values that effort is that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala calibrates and like give the due reward of that effort.
قدردانی ہی اللہ کا شکریہ ہوتا ہے.
And this is how Allah Subhanahu wa Taala rewards and thanks, you know, the effort of an individual.
قال اللہ شاکرا علیما, اللہ پاک شاکر ہے. جیسے انسانوں کو شاکر ہونے کا حکم ہے, اللہ فرماتے ہیں میں بھی شاکر ہوں.
So Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is also grateful. The way Allah demands from us to be grateful, Allah is also grateful for the effort that we will make towards the akhirah.
آخرت میں میرے دوستو ہم جائیں گے, دنیا کی چیزیں نہیں جائیں گے.
We will go to the akhirah, towards the life hereafter, but the things of this dunya will not go with us.
یعنی پراپرٹی نہیں جائے گی.
The property that we have here will not be with us.
بلڈنگیں نہیں جائیں گے.
The buildings will not be with us.
پیسہ نہیں جائے گا.
The money will not be with us.
سونا چاندی نہیں جائے گی.
The jewelry, the gold and silver will not be with us.
گاڑیاں نہیں جائیں گی.
The cars will not be with us.
تو جو چیز آخرت میں نہیں جائے گی وہ چیز آخرت میں انسان کے کام کی نہیں ہوگی.
So something that doesn't go with us in the akhirah, that is of no value for us.
بلکہ یہ سب چیزیں مٹی سے بنی تو پھر مٹی میں مل جائیں گی.
All these material things, they originated from the earth and they will become earth and dust eventually.
ایک چیز بھی انسان کے ساتھ قبر میں نہیں جاتی.
Now a single entity from this dunya will go with us, with the human in the grave.
آخرت میں اللہ پاک پوری زمین کو لائیں گے.
On the day of judgment, Allah will bring the whole earth.
اس پہ کچھ نہیں ہوگا.
And it will be empty.
نہ شہر ہوں گے, نہ انسان ہوں گے, نہ جانور ہوں گے, نہ کوئی چیز نہیں ہوگی, خالی زمین کا گولا ہوگا.
It will be only the globe without any habitation or any animals or humans or anything. Nothing will be there.
اور اس کو اللہ پاک جہنم میں ڈال دیں گے.
And Allah will make it a part of Jahannam.
جہنم میں زمین کو سزا دینے کے لیے نہیں ڈالیں گے.
Allah will not throw the globe into Jahannam, دنیا into Jahannam for the sake of punishment.
کیونکہ اس کے لیے وہ سزا نہیں ہے, اس کو جہاں چاہے ڈال دو آپ.
Because there is no like punishment or reward for that globe or that earth. You know, like, no matter where Allah puts it, doesn't matter.
ہر وہ چیز اس کو جہنم میں رکھے وہ سزا کے لیے ہوگی.
anything that Allah puts in Jahannam is not necessarily because it's being punished.
बहुत से फरिश्ते जहन्नम में हैं, वो सजा थोड़ी है.
There are many angels that are in Jahannam, you know, they are not there because they are being punished.
जेलर जो है ना वो जेलखाने में होता है, वो सजा में थोड़ी होता है, वो तो जॉब पे होता है.
A jailer who is taking care, who is responsible in the jail, he is not in the jail because he is, you know, he is being punished or he is in the jail. He is taking care. Yeah, it's his job. He is happy because it's his job.
तो ज़मीन को अल्लाह पाक जहन्नम में डाल देंगे क्योंकि वो जन्नत के काम की चीज नहीं हो.
So Allah will put this earth into Jahannam because it's not of any use in Jannah.
यानी कमाल ये है कि जन्नत की मट्टी में मिलने के काबिल नहीं.
So it's not even worth in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala that this globe and the earth and the soil of this globe, this earth, be part of the soil of Jannah.
क्योंकि वहाँ की मट्टी मुश्किल है.
Because the soil of the Jannah is of musk.
तो वो उसको कहाँ से हजम करेगी, वो उसको मैच ही नहीं करती है वो उसके साथ.
And it doesn't match with the soil of Jannah.
क्योंकि जन्नत मैली हो जाएगी.
And if it's put into the Jannah, you know, it will pollute it.
जन्नतियों को जो है ना डस्ट से एलर्जी हो सकती है.
And the people in Jannah, they might get dust allergy.
इसलिए जन्नत में जमीन नहीं रखी जाएगी.
That's why the earth will not be put into Jannah.
सिर्फ उन जगहों को अलग कर लिया जाएगा जो मस्जिद बनी हुई थी.
Only those places will be taken apart who were masajid in this village.
क्योंकि उनसे मट्टीपन खत्म हो जाएगा.
Because the sift, the quality of the dust and the soil will be taken away from.
जन्नत की मट्टी की सिफत उसमें आ जाएगी.
And the quality of the soil of the Jannah will transfer into those places.
इसलिए दुनिया की जो पूरी जमीन है वो उस पर जो कुछ इस वक्त जमीन पर है उसकी जीनत बड़े बड़े शहर हैं, बड़ी बड़ी बिल्डिंगे हैं, बड़े बड़े डाउनटाउन हैं, बड़े बड़े ब्रिज हैं, बड़े बड़े माउंटेन फला 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 दुनिया भर की जितनी चीजें हैं, ये कुछ भी नहीं रहने वाली है, कुछ भी लेके नहीं जाने वाली आपके यहाँ, कोई चीज जाने वाली नहीं आपके यहाँ.
So all that we have currently on this globe, you know, all the big buildings and bridges and whatnot, you know, so much beauty is there. Nothing will go to the akhirah from this dunya.
इसलिए फरमाया इन्ना जानना मारे लौदे ज़ीनत अल्लाह इन्ना बलूहुम अय्युहुम अहसन मामला व इन्ना लजाइलुना मा अलैहा सईदन जुरुजा. जो कुछ जमीन पर जीनत हमने बनाई है वो एक चटियल मैदान हो जाने वाला.
And all the adornment and all the materials of this dunya, they will eventually become like a land, a plain land. This will be all gone.
एक मर्तबा हजरत खिजर अलैहि सलाम से एक बुजुर्ग की मुलाकात हुई.
Once upon a time, Khidr alayhi salam, one bazaar, you know, one scholar, he met with Khidr alayhi salam.
Allah ke wali.
The friend of Allah subhanahu.
उन्होंने पूछा उनसे कि कोई खास बात मुझे दुनिया की आप बताइए.
So he asked Khidr alayhi salam, tell me something special about this dunya.
तो उन्होंने कहा कि दुनिया की तो हर चीज अजीब है.
He said that everything in this dunya is ajeeb, is unique.
कौन सी चीज तुमको बताऊं?
So what should I tell you?
मगर एक बात समझा देता हूँ, सुना देता हूँ आपको दुनिया की अजीब होने की.
But I will share one thing about this dunya which is very strange.
वो मैं एक जगह से गुजरा.
That I passed by one place.
बहुत ही बेहतरीन किस्म का वो शहर था.
And that city was very beautiful.
हबाद शहर था, बड़े बड़े उसमें रोड बने हुए थे, बड़े बागात लगे हुए थे, महल्लात बने हुए थे, बाजार लगे हुए थे, चहल पहल थी, सब एकदम बहुत आबाद शहर था.
Very populated city with you know, with buildings and with gardens and with markets and bazaars and like very populated.
लेकिन 500 साल के बाद मैं उस इलाके की तरफ से फिर गुजरा.
And after 500 years, I passed again, you know, by that town, by that place.
मैंने वहाँ देखा कि एक भी building नहीं.
And I saw that there is nothing there, not a single building, not a single structure is there.
जंगल है.
It's all forest.
झाड़ियाँ हैं.
All different kinds of shrubs are there.
कुछ फलों की झाड़ियाँ हैं, कुछ काटों की झाड़ियाँ हैं, कुछ घास है, कुछ ये है, कुछ वो ऐसी.
There's nothing like some grass and some shrubs and some with thorns and some with some fruit. But nothing is there. No habitation is there.
मैंने वहाँ के लोगों से पूछा कि यहाँ तो शहर नहीं था.
And he said, I asked a few people who were there, like, was it not the place where there used to be a big city?
कहने लगे कि नहीं, यहाँ तो कोई शहर नहीं था.
They said there was not no city here.
जंगल पहले से जंगल है.
It was like this from
everyone.
We have been seeing from our forefathers, it's just like this, like a deserted place, like a jungle. As Khud alayhi salam said, I went forward and I was very, you know, astonished and very much surprised. He said, again after 500 years, I passed by the same place. I saw that there's a river flowing there, through that land. I asked the people there that there was no river here before and it was all jungle and deserted place. They said, no, this river has been flowing here since. We've been seeing it since our forefathers. We have been living here forever, you know, and this river is here. He said, this is what dunya is. This is the strange and unique thing about this dunya. Because nothing can stay here. It's all is finite. It's bound to finish. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't set the criteria of success, hasn't made the things of this dunya, the asbab of this dunya, the criteria of success. A human cannot be successful by acquiring the shapes and asbab and means of this dunya. No matter how many shapes and asbab and means he acquires, no matter how many and how big and huge those shapes and asbab and means can be. Even to the extent that if a person becomes the king of the whole world and acquires everything that's possibly can be acquired, and a person becomes the biggest businessman in this world, you know, it's not the criteria of success, because he cannot take a single iota from that to the akhirah. And that's why Allah has kept and fixed the success in
deen.
If you will have deen with you, it will accompany you to the akhirah. It will, wherever you go, it will be with you.
Deen ka taluq amal se hai.
And deen is linked with amal.
Deen ke amal ka naam yaqeen hai.
And the amal that comes from the heart is yaqeen.
Iman aur imaniyat hai.
Is iman and the imaniyat that are connected with that.
Zuban ki amal hote hain.
There are certain amal of the tongue.
Phir jawarih ke haath paon ke amal hote hain.
And there are the amal of the body, different body parts.
Isko lekar aadmi jayega.
A person will take this with him to the akhirah.
Deen zindagi mein aayega, aadmi kamyab hoga.
If the deen comes in the life, a person will become successful.
Isliye Allah paak ne kamyabi ka mayar insaan ke liye deen ko muqarrar farmaya. Jiski zindagi mein deen hoga, wo kamyab hoga. Jiski zindagi mein deen nahi hoga, wo kamyab nahi hoga.
And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the criteria of success and fixed the criteria of success. Deen, Allah has made deen the criteria of success. Because only deen can go with the person to the next level. A very important aspect that we need to understand that has been told to us from our elders.
दुनिया के अंदर जो चीजें हैं, जो शक्लें पाई जाती हैं, उनसे जो नताइज एक दूसरे के साथ में जुड़े हुए हैं, वो उन शक्लों को खास तरीके पर इस्तेमाल करने पर हैं.
In this dunya, all the means and asbab that we do, and whatever the results come out of those by acquiring those asbab, it is. There's a certain outcome from that, like it's a cause and effect. This is the kind of that we see every day in everyday life.
Maulana Mohammad Umar Palanpuri farmaya karte the ki zameen mein agar tum beej daloge to Allah niklega.
Maulana Umar Palanpuri sahab rahmatullah used to say that if you will sow the seed, then you will get the crops. You get the means.
Table pe beejon ko saja ke rakhoge to Allah nahi niklega.
You know, if you will put and put the seeds on a table, you will not be able to grow the crops.
मैंने देखा कि जमीन से जो गेहूं निकल रहे थे तो वो अच्छे नहीं थे. गिलास के ऊपर रखूंगा उनको तो शायद अच्छे गेहूं निकलेंगे. गेहूं नहीं निकलेंगे.
So for example, like I saw that in the land when I put, you know, the grains, the seeds of the wheat, and the wheat that was the crop that was coming, I didn't like it. So I said, okay, I decided
I will take those seeds and I will put it on a glass, beautiful glass table, and I will get something that's totally, you know, very beautiful. So the coming out of the grain that we get is it's an outcome.
और बीज का डालना और खास तौर पर जमीन को तैयार करना उसमें पानी से उसको सींचना उसके खास सेटअप के साथ में रखना खास टाइमिंग का लिहाज रखना ये सब चीजें जो है ना उसका तरीकेकार है
and there is a certain methodology because outcome is the grain you know in the any kind of grains but the process is the input is that we have to input the seed we have to till the land we have to irrigate it and then the outcome will come
तो शक्लों से नतीजा हासिल करने के लिए जो मखसूस तरीका अल्लाह ने मुकर्रर फरमाया है वही इख्तियार करने पर सही नतीजा निकलता है
एंड इन दिस दुनिया लाइक व्हेन वी फॉलो दैट सीक्वेंस दैट हैज बीन सेट बाय अल्लाह सुभान व तआला देन वी गेट द रिक्वायर्ड रिजल्ट जस्ट इन दैट एग्जांपल ऑफ यू नो सोइंग द सीड एंड टिलिंग द लैंड एंड गेटिंग द ग्रेन
दीन जिंदगी में आना एक नतीजा है
दीन कम्स इनटू आवर लाइव्स इट्स एन आउटकम इट्स द एंड रिजल्ट
उसके जिंदगी में आने का जो तरीका मुकर्रर किया गया है उसका सही तरीके पर इस्तेमाल होना ही उस नतीजे को आने का जरिया बनेगा
and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the very same token Allah has set a certain methodology a certain way through which this the final result of the deen coming into our lives is connected with following that sequence that has been set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
दीन के जिंदगी में आने का तरीका अल्लाह पाक ने जुहद को मुकर्रर फरमाया वल्लजीन जाहदु फीना लनहदियन्नहुम सुबुलना
एंड हाउ द दीन विल कम इनटू आवर लाइव्स फॉर दिस अल्लाह सुभान व तआला हैज फिक्स्ड एंड सेट द क्राइटेरिया इज द एफर्ट ऑफ दीन द जुहद ऑफ दीन
उस जुहद को उस तरीके पर इख्तियार करना पड़ेगा जिससे दीन आए
एंड वी हैव टू अडॉप्ट दैट जुहद द वे अल्लाह हैज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड Then deen will come.
ये उलमा फरमाते हैं कि ये देखना पड़ेगा कि इस जुहद को हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने और सहाबा ने किस तरीके पर इख्तियार फरमाया था जिससे दीन जिंदगी में आया
And that's what ulama say and they specify that we have to be very careful, very specific that how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed that effort to be done so that we can get the end result that is deen
wo tareeqa muayyan hai
and that methodology is fixed it has been
sahaba ke zindagi mein aane ke liye huzur ne jo tareeqa ikhtiyar farmaya wohi tareeqa humko bhi ikhtiyar karna padega
and we have to adopt the same sequence and same methodology that allah subhanahu wa taala through rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used it and put the sahaba on that and sahaba that they acquired the deen we have to follow and we have to do the same process
ye imam malik rahmatullah alayh ko mehfooz hai ke liye salaha aakhiru hadhihi umma illa lima salaha bihi awwaluha is ummat ka aakhir durust usi tareeqe par hoga jis tareeqe par is ummat ka awwal durust hua
that's why there is a saying by imam malik rahmatullah alayh that the end of this ummah will also get to deen and become the best the way the first of this ummah the first part of this ummah the whatever they did and they became the best the end of this ummah has to do the same to become the best
aur wo jo juhd aur wo jo tareeqa huzur pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ikhtiyar farmaya tha wo daawat ila allah ka tareeq tha
and the juhd that rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam adopted and made sahaba and stand on that was the juhd of daawat
logon ko duniyavi mashghooliyaton mein se nikal kar उनको एक खास माहौल में लाना और वहां अल्लाह तबारक व तआला की ذات عالی का यकीन और अल्लाह की ذات عالی के साथ में ताल्लुक बनाने की मेहनत करना
एंड द एसेंस ऑफ दैट एफर्ट वाज टू टेक आउट द पीपल हु दे आर एंगेज्ड इन डिफरेंट चोर्स एंड डिफरेंट थिंग्स इन दिस दुनिया टू टेक देम आउट एंड ब्रिंग देम इनटू अ सर्टेन एनवायरनमेंट ऑफ आमान यू नो सो दैट द होल प्रोसेस कंप्लीट्स एंड द पर्सन कम्स ऑन टू द दीन
अमाल भी हर किस्म की अमाल नहीं
एंड देयर इज अ सर्टेन सेट ऑफ अमाल दैट दे वर मेड टू एंगेज इन
अमाल से मुराद वो अमाल जिसमें यकीन बदले
व्हेन वी टॉक अबाउट अमाल द अमाल दैट ट्रांसफॉर्म्स द यकीन
वो अमाल जिससे इस दुनिया की बेसवादी आदमी पर खुले
दोज अमाल दैट ओपन्स द वैल्यू ऑफ दिस दुनिया एंड द थिंग्स ऑफ दिस दुनिया अपॉन द हार्ट्स that this dunya has no value and the things have no value
aur uski mohabbat dil mein se khatam ho
which eliminates the love of this dunya and the things of this dunya
aur duniya ki cheezon se mohabbat khatam ho
and the love associated with the things of this dunya it eliminates
और इस दुनिया का जो खालिक है मालिक है रब है उसके साथ में दिल जाके जुड़े
एंड देयर इट शिफ्ट्स फ्रॉम दिस दुनिया टू द थिंग्स ऑफ दिस दुनिया टू द वन हु इज द खालिक ऑफ दिस दुनिया एंड हु इज द खालिक ऑफ एवरीथिंग सो आवर हार्ट्स एंड आवर लव शिफ्ट्स फ्रॉम दिस टू अल्लाह सुभान
क्योंकि दिल में जब अजमत अल्लाह की और रुबूबियत अल्लाह की बैठेगी तो ये दुनिया की चीजों की मोहब्बत भी खत्म होगी
When the greatness of Allah and the rububiyyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sink into our hearts, then the love of this dunya and the things of this dunya will go away from us. And that's why when we talk about amal of an effort of deen and juhud of deen, is that we have to engage ourselves and everyone, bring into those amal, you know, that guarantee this connection from this dunya and the disconnection from the love of this dunya and connect us with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, cheezon mein mashghool rehne ki wajah se unki azmat dil mein baith jayegi.
Because when we stay engaged in this dunya and the things of this dunya, then the azma and the love and the greatness of those things come into our hearts.
Unka fayda mand hona dil mein baith jata hai.
And this sinks into our hearts that these are the real things that give us benefit.
Unse maza lene ko dil lagne, unse dil maza lene lagta hai.
And then our hearts gets acquainted with those things and we feel like, you know, loving those things and things of this dunya.
Jitne zyada aadmi ki mashghooliyat duniya mein hogi, duniya mein uski उन चीजों की अजमत उनकी मोहब्बत उनसे मजा लेना उनसे दिलचस्पी उनके फायदेमंद होने की अहमियत ये दिल में बैठना शुरू हो जाती है
द मोर ए पर्सन गेट्स एंगेज्ड इनटू दिस दुनिया देन द बेनिफिट्स ऑफ दिस एंड द लव ऑफ दैट स्टार्ट्स बिल्डिंग इन द हार्ट
और ये जितने ज्यादा होगी उतना मासिव अल्लाह से जोड़ पैदा हो जाता है अल्लाह के गैर से जुड़ जाता है बंदा
एंड द मोर ए पर्सन एंगेज्ड इन दिस दुनिया एंड द बेनिफिट्स ऑफ दुनिया एंड द लव स्टार्ट्स इंक्रीजिंग देन व्हाट हैपेंस हिज होल direction of love gets towards the ghairullah
aur allah se phir kat jata hai
and eventually a person gets totally cut off from allah subhanahu wa taala
aur allah pak bahut ghairatmand hai jab wo kisi dil ko duniya ke sath judta hua dekhte hain to phir wo apne se nahi judte
and allah subhanahu wa taala is very ghayur like he is not in need of anyone when a person allah says someone totally disconnected with him and not coming towards him then allah leaves that individual also allah doesn't like that partnership. So it's not possible, Allah doesn't like that, the person is also engaged in this dunya and at the same time he is trying to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's a room of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in which Allah doesn't like
the room.
And that room Allah has made the heart of a individual human is that room.
वो इस दिल में वो इस room के अंदर किसी और का गद्दा देखना नहीं चाहते.
And Allah doesn't want to see in that room, that is the heart of an individual, our heart. Allah doesn't want to see anyone else's sleeping place or a bed in there.
दुनिया का चार पैसे वाला आदमी इसको गवारा नहीं करता.
A person who has a little bit of money in this dunya, they don't even like that.
वो तो हम जैसे लोग जिनके पास job नहीं है, वो नहीं है, चलो भाई शुरू पार्टी कर लेते हैं पार्टनरशिप कर लेते हैं चार पैसे बच जाएंगे 200 मैं डाल दूंगा पूरा निकल जाएगा वहां चलता
है सो इवन इन दिस दुनिया व्हेन अ पर्सन गेट्स सम मनी ही डजंट लाइक टू शेयर हिज लिविंग प्लेस लाइक ही डजंट वांट टू हैव रूम इट्स ओनली व्हेन वी आर इन डायर यू नो फाइनेंशियल इश्यूज एंड वी आर गोइंग थ्रू इन आवर अर्ली स्टेजेस देन वी काइंड ऑफ गेट यू नो वन और टू रूममेट्स सो वी कैन यू नो शेयर एंड देन वी कैन लिव
अपना का रूम बहुत बड़ा है लेकिन वो उनका अपना है वो भी बड़े है ना इसलिए
And Allah's room, Allah's place is own, and Allah is great.
Allah's room is not small.
And Allah's room is not small.
हम ये समझ रहे हैं कि ये जो दिल का मुज़गा है, यही है शायद इनका रूम. ये नहीं होता.
We are thinking as if this is Allah's place. This is the small.
इस मुज़गे का ताल्लुक अल्लाह के रूम से है.
Because this is connected with the room of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala.
उसके अंदर ये सातों आसमान सातों जमीन एक नुक्ते के जैसा है
and that's so huge that's so spacious that all seven heavens and earth they are like just like a dot in it
उसमें अल्लाह तबारक व तआला ही का काम चलता है अल्लाह ही की बात चलती है
and in that only Allah's whatever Allah says it happens
इसीलिए कहते हैं कि इंसान का दिल अल्लाह पाक के तजल्लियात अफाली का महल है अल्लाह तआला के कामों के असरात का
And that's why they say that the heart of a human is an expression where Allah's awamir are kind of reflected.
हम कोई भी काम करना चाहें तो हमारे दिल को उस काम के करने के लिए हुक्म देना पड़ता है.
If we want to do something, for that the command comes from our heart.
फिर दिल का उस काम के लिए आमादा होना जरूरी होता है.
It's very important that our heart is into that action. Then that action happens.
कुछ भी हो, कितने भी असबाब जमा हो, दिल अगर आमादा नहीं होना, वो काम नहीं हो सकता, कर ही नहीं सकते आप.
No matter how many asbab and means we have for that specific task, if our heart is not into it, you know, it's not going to happen.
Sufiya farmate hain uski wajah wahi hai ki Allah tbarak wa taala ne dil ko banaya hi is andaaz ka hai ki Allah taala ke kaam se hi uska taalluq hai.
That's why the Sufiya said that Allah has made heart such that it's connected with the amr of Allah subhanahu wa taala.
Usko kehte hain tajalliyat e afali ka mahal.
And that's why it's a place where
this
is a terminology, but this is where the reflection of Allah happens. It reflects in the heart.
Usme Allah Pak sirf apni mohabbat chahte hain.
And Allah only wants in this heart His love.
Sirf apna taalluq chahte hain.
He only wants His connection.
वो जब दिल में आता है तो अल्लाह का ताल्लुक दिल में आता है तो अल्लाह के ताल्लुक पर ताल्लुक के दिल में आने से उनका वाला यकीन उनकी वाली निस्बत दिल में मुंतकिल होती है तो दीन का जो काम है वो करना मुमकिन होता है.
And when that connection of Allah and the love of Allah comes into the heart, then you know obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and engaging into the effort of juhud of deen, it becomes easy.
क्योंकि वो सारे काम होते हैं दीन के.
Because they are all the work of deen.
और काम का ताल्लुक दिल से ही है.
And the connection of work is with the heart.
इसलिए दीन के काम के लिए दिल का काबिल होना जरूरी होता है.
That's why for doing the effort of deen, our heart has to be capable of doing that effort.
इसलिए उन आमाल को इख्तियार करना इस उम्मत की जिम्मेदारी में दिया गया. पहले सहाबा को उसमें मशगूल किया गया जिससे गैरुल्लाह का यकीन निकलकर अल्लाह का यकीन दिल में बैठता चला जाए.
एंड दैट्स व्हाई दिस उम्मा हैज बीन आस्क्ड लाइक दिस हैज बीन मैंडेटेड दैट दे एंगेज इन दोस आमाल दैट प्यूरिफाइज द हार्ट यू नो एंड ब्रिंग द लव ऑफ अल्लाह इन द हार्ट.
और वो अल्लाह की तरफ बुलाना, अल्लाह की बड़ाई बयान करना, अल्लाह की बड़ाई सुनना, अल्लाह का तज़किरा करना, अल्लाह की सिफात पर गौर फिक्र करना, अल्लाह के अफ़ाल पर गौर फिक्र करना, उससे वो दिल तैयार हो जाएगा कि हाँ भाई ताल्लुक रखने की चीज तो सिर्फ अल्लाह की ज़ात है.
And among those amal, like this, the primary amal is that talking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being in that environment, you know, talking about the greatness. And so then our heart will get prepared eventually, you know, for that, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Duniya ki cheezon se aadmi ke palne ka rishta nazar aata hai.
Because when in this dunya, all the asbab and means we kind of see the connection that we are being sustained.
Khate hain to bhookh mitti hai.
When we eat, you know, our appetite goes away.
Peete hain to pyaas bujhti hai.
When we drink, our thirst goes away.
Khana milta hai paison se.
And we buy food with money.
Paise milte hain mehnat mazdoori se.
And when we get money through effort.
Mehnat mazdoori ka system school se leke office tak phaila hua hai.
And getting the job and doing that all labor is all connected from school and all the way to the university and jobs and whatnot.
Ye pura chain jo hai na usse hamara dil lagne lagta hai ki bhai mere bhook mitne ka taluq isse.
And this whole cycle, you know that our hearts get connected with this, and then because we are seeing, you know, that apparently is happening.
Paise milenge khud bhi khaunga bachcho ko bhi khilaunga.
And we experience it that we will get, when I get make effort and get money through that, I will eat myself also and my family will eat.
Mujhe akhrajat bhi maintain karunga.
I will be able to maintain their expenses.
Mere liye mere bachcho ke rehne ke liye makan chahiye, makan se main sardi garmi se bachunga.
And I need a home, you know, for me and for my family, and when I will have home, I will be protected from heat and cold.
यानी मकान से मैं पलता हूँ, मकान नहीं रहूँगा तो मैं पलूंगा नहीं, मर जाऊँगा.
In other words, I'm being sustained. I'm being protected with this house. If I will not have it, I will not be able to survive.
अपने पलने के लिए जो जरूरत की चीजें फराहम करनी है उसके लिए ट्रांसपोर्टेशन चाहिए.
And for whatever I need for my sustenance, I need transportation for that.
इसके लिए मेरे पास गाड़ी चाहिए.
I need to have some vehicle.
गाड़ी अच्छी भी हो सकती है, सस्ती भी हो सकती है, महंगी भी हो सकती है. आराम के वास्ते ज्यादा अच्छी चाहिए.
I can have a very simple car, a standard car, but I might go for a good luxury car because I want to be.
गरम एक जोड़ा बस हो सकता है, लेकिन 10 रहे, 10 सूटर रहे, 10 कोट रहे तो ज़्यादा अच्छा है.
You know, one pair of clothes can be good enough, but I want to have more. You know, because it's better to have more.
Joodon ka silsila.
Same way, the pair of shoes.
Mukhtalif kisam ka saman aadmi chala jata hai. Ye rububiyat ke nakshe mein hai ye pura.
So a person keeps on look, you know, acquiring all these things, you know, and he gets into that.
Ab ye juziyat mein aisa ghusta jata hai, aisa ghusta jata hai ki pure palne ka nizam insaan ke dil mein Allah hat jate hain, cheeze reh jati.
And a person gets engaged into all this cycle, in this chain, and then all the things that he acquires through that, he gets too much deep into it to the extent that the connection from Allah, he gets disconnected from Allah
subhanahu.
And his yaqeen shifts, you know, this is the whole system that's sustaining me. And Allah hasn't connected sustenance of an individual with any of these things. Allah kept us, you know, in the womb of our mothers for 9 months. How many cars we had at that time? How big home we had at that time? What kind of degrees we had at that time? What was our salary at that time? Allah sustained us or not? Allah sustained us even before we came into the womb of our mother.
Allah ne Quran Pak farmaya ke huwa alamu bikum idha ansha'akum min al-ard. Jab tumko zameen se nikala jab se hum tumko jante hain.
And Allah says in the Quran that we know you when took you out of the earth. Since then we
uske baad tum ajinnatum fi butuni ummahatikum, tum maa ke pet mein pahunche usko us waqt ko bhi hum jante hain.
And after that you reach into the womb of your mother, we know you even at that time.
Uska matlab ye hai ki tum maa ke pet mein jaane se pehle humne tumko kahan kahan se nikala wo tum nahi jante, hum jante hain.
So that means that before coming to the womb of mother, where we were, none of us knows. Allah knows that.
Usse pehle tum mani ka khatra the.
Before that you were a drop of, you know, semen.
Aur usse pehle tum khoon ka khatra the.
Before that you were a drop of blood.
Usse pehle tum ghizaon ka juice the.
Before that you were part, an ingredient of any of the foods.
Usse pehle tum ghizaon mein the.
Before that you were in food.
Wo ghizaon mein roti bhi hai, chawal bhi hai, gosht bhi hai, tarkari bhi hai, fruit bhi hai.
And all different kind of foods, you know, which are vegetables and grains and rice, meat and fish, whatnot.
Wo ghizaon ke andar aag, pani, mitti, hawa pure anasir se bhari bhi hai.
And all that food is all full of like the fire and soil and made from water and all that Allah made it from.
Tumhare andar jo hawa hai wo hawa ke kaun se ajza mein se hai?
And whatever the air is in you, like whatever the particles of air, Allah knows that.
और तुम्हारे में जो पानी है, वो पानी के कौन से अज़ा में से है?
And whatever the water is in you, from where that water, the drop and the molecule of water came from, Allah knows that.
तुम्हारे अंदर जो गर्मी है, वो सूरज की कौन सी किरणों में से है?
And whatever the heat you have, the energy you have, from which rays of the sun it came from, Allah knows that.
और तुम्हारे अंदर जो मट्टी है, वो मट्टी के कौन से अज़ा में से है?
And whatever the dust that you have in you, from where it came, from which food, from which place it came, Allah knows.
Allah says,
we know you from that.
So Allah
knows us from the very inception, when we were taken out of the earth from different places, and when we got into the womb of the mother.
So jab tum hawaon mein fir rahe the, jab tum suraj ki kirnon mein the, jab tum pani ke qatraat mein the, jab tum mitti mein mile hue the, to kitni gaadiyan thi tumhare paas, kitna makan tha tumhare paas, kitne samaan the tumhare paas.
So how much we had when we were part of the air, when we were in some ray of the sun, we were somewhere in the water, in one droplet of the water, at that time how many cars we had, how many homes we had, what kind of degrees we had.
इसलिए पलने का ताल्लुक सामान से नहीं है.
That's why sustenance is not connected with any of the means.
और ये वो है जिसमें हमारी body बनी है.
And this is only the mention that is being mentioned here is only where this physical body is constructed.
और हमारी रूह जो है वो तो इससे भी पहले से है.
And our ruh is even before that.
वो तो आलम है अम्र से है, आलम है कल्प से नहीं.
And that is from the alim of amr, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
वो जो है ना अर्श के ऊपर से है.
This is beyond above the earth.
वो यानी आलम शहादत से पीछे की दुनिया से.
This is from a different realm.
दुनियाओं की तरतीब तीन है.
There are three sequences of dunya.
एक आलम है अरबा और मलाइक है.
This one is the alim, the realm of
alim. आलम वो अलग अलग है ना. आलम है अरबा और मलाइक है.
One is the realm of मलाइक and the अरबा and the spirits.
और दूसरा आलम है मिसाल है.
And one is the realm of Mithan.
Aur teesra hai alam e shahadat.
And the third is the realm of Shahada.
Zameen se lekar arsh tak alam e shahadat hai.
From the earth till arsh is the realm of Shahada.
Alam e rooh jo hai na wo isse alag cheez hai.
The realm of rooh is totally different from that.
Jab hum wahan the to wahan bhi humko Allah ne paida kiya.
When we were there, even there Allah created us.
Aur Allah ne farmaya ki wahan maine tumhare sath ek muahida kiya hai.
And there Allah says that I had a commitment with you.
اور تم نے میرے ساتھ معاہدہ کیا ہے
an oath with you and you also made an oath and commitment with me
وَإِخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِن بَنِي آدَمَ مِن ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ کیا میں تمہارا رب نہیں ہوں
And in that realm of spirits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had that commitment from us and we made the commitment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah asked us, am I not your رب?
اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے پوچھنے پر پوری عالم ارواح پوری روحوں کی دنیا نے کہا کہ بلا کیوں نہیں آپ ہمارے ضرور ہمارے رب
And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question, every room in that realm of spirits, they said unanimously, O Allah, you are our Rabb, you are our system.
اللہ نے فرمایا اس بات پہ تم گواہ رہنا میں گواہ ہوں اس بات پہ
And Allah said that be witness on that, I am witness for this.
فَشْهَدُوا عَنَ مَا أَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ
So be witness and I am witness over you. Whatever you have said. The commitment that you make.
اس دنیا میں آنے کے بعد میں سب سے بڑا امتحان اس کو مقرر فرمایا.
And this is the biggest test when a person comes into this realm of this dunya. This is the biggest test.
کیونکہ ساری دنیا سے تعلق رکھنے کی نہیں رکھنے کی بنیاد دلی اعتبار سے یہی چیز ہے.
And this is the main primary reason of having the connection with all different things in this dunya is this substance.
اللہ کو رب مانتے ہیں یا ما سوا اللہ کو رب مانتے ہیں
if we count Allah as our sustainer or we count things other than Allah as our sustainer
اسلام کا یہ عقیدہ بہت ہی مرکزی اور بنیادی ہے
that's why this very عقیدہ of Islam is very very central very important
اس میں ہر چیز کی نفی کرنی ہوتی ہے
in this we have to negate everything
ہر تعلق کی نفی کرنی ہوتی ہے
every connection we have to negate
ہر تعلق کے اثر کی نفی کرنی ہوتی ہے
and even to the extent the effect of every connection that effect we have to negate
نہ چیز کی اہمیت ہے نہ چیز کی اثر کی اہمیت ہے
neither the thing is important and the effect that comes out of that thing is important
یہ چیزیں اللہ تبارک و تعالی کے نور میں نمایاں ہوتی ہیں
these things are expressed in the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
aur uske Allah hi ka nur hota hai usme Allah hi ka fail hota hai
and this is the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this is the fail and the order and kamal of Allah
galat fehmi se jahan par Allah ka fail numaya ho raha hai aadmi wahan se jod deta hai
and the misconception that happens and that we see that amr of Allah making something happen we connect that amr to that thing or that sabab
halanki uske sath nahi hai uska taluq
in reality is not connected with that
puri duniya mein kisi se aadmi nahi palta
in this whole duniya we are not individual is not sustained
na main na mere biwi bacche
is sustained by any of the things neither me nor my wife
na mera karobar
neither my business
na mera paisa
neither my money
na meri rozi
neither my risk
khuda chahe to rozi hi na paida kare
if Allah wants He doesn't even need sustenance.
Paise se kis cheez ko khareedoge?
You know what we will buy with the money? Even if
agar rozi hi nahi hogi, to kisko khareedoge?
You know if there is no other sustenance available, what we will buy?
Khuda chahe to paise hi na paida kare.
If Allah wants, Allah wills, Allah doesn't even have the medium of money. Allah takes it out.
Agar paise hi na ho, to kisse khareedoge?
If there is no money, like how we will buy?
Wo jagah khatam kar de.
Allah totally like. Finishes one
oxygen khatam kar de
place. Allah removes oxygen
ha hawa khatam kar de
Allah removes air
wo to kuch bhi ho sakta hai
Allah can do anything
palne ka taluq ashya se nahi hai
sustenance is not connected with the things
alastu bi rabbikum main rab hu ye nahi hai rab ye Allah taala ne ye duniya mein imtihan isi ka hai
Allah saying I am the rab I am the sustainer nothing sustains you in this world
aur palne mein hifazat bhi hai
and this is the test and in this sustenance is hifazat this protection
bachayega kaun allah bachayega
who will protect allah will protect
palne ka taluq izzat aur zillat se bhi hai
you know the sustenance is also connected with honor and disgrace
nafa nuksan se hai
even with benefit and loss
tandurusti bimari se hai
with health and sickness
maut aur hayat se hai
with death and life
sab cheezon se taluq jo hai na allah tbaraka wa taala ki rububiyat ka hai
Everything is connected with the rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala. Woh hifazat karna chahe to hifazat kare, warna nahi ho sakta.
If he wills and he, if he wants to protect someone, only then that person, that individual can be protected. Otherwise it's not, it will not happen.
Logon ke qile unki jaan nahi bachate, Quran Pak.
The forts, you know, they doesn't protect somebody. This is from the Quran.
Quran ka udhanu annahum maniatun rasunu. Unki husoon, unke qile unko bachayenge, ye samajhte hain. Ye nahi galat, ye galat baat hai.
Allah says that people have this conception that their forts, the forts that they are in, they will protect them. That's not true. You know, the strong and very fortified, you know, fortresses will not protect. That will come, it will come.
बीमार होना है होगा आदमी.
A person has to become sick, a person will become
sick. शिफा पाना है पाएगा.
A person will has to get cured, he will get
इज्जत और जिल्लत अल्लाह के हाथ में है.
Honor and disgrace is in the hands of Allah.
قوموں کا عروج و زوال اللہ کے ہاتھ میں ہے.
The nations go up and down and to the it's in the hands of Allah.
किसको जीतना है किसको हारना है अल्लाह की तरफ से.
Who will win and who will lose is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
مالک الملک تُعطي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير انك على كل شيء قدير. जिसको चाहते हैं इज्जत देते हैं, जिसको चाहते हैं जिल्लत देते हैं, जिसको चाहते हैं मुल्क देते हैं, जिससे चाहते हैं मुल्क छीन लेते
हैं. He is the real master. He is Malikul Mulk. Whomsoever he wants, he gives the kingdoms, and whomsoever he wants, he take away the kingdom. For whomsoever he wants, he give izzah and honor. For whomsoever he wants, he take away that izzah and put him into disgrace.
रात को दिन में दाखिल करते हैं, दिन को रात में दाखिल करते हैं.
He enters the night into day and day into night.
وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. जिसको चाहते हैं बगैर हिसाब रोजी अता फरमा दे.
And for whomever he wants, he gives sustenance without any boundaries, without any limits.
जब पालने पर आए तो किसी भी चीज से पाल लेते हैं.
Whenever he wants to sustain somebody, he can sustain with anything.
जब पकड़ने पर आए तो किसी भी चीज से पकड़ लेते हैं.
If he wants to hold somebody accountable, he can make somebody hold accountable with anything.
जो आदमी के बचाव का जरिया है वो आदमी की हलाकत का जरिया हो जाता है.
You know, apparent means of protection can become a means of destruction for an individual.
आदमी समझता है पानी होगा तो मैं बचूंगा, पानी में डूबा दिया जाता है.
A person thinks that if I have water, I will be saved, and that the same water becomes a reason of a person drowning.
आदमी समझता है मकान होगा तो मैं बचूंगा, मकान ही छत पे सर पे गिर जाता है.
A person thinks that I will be saved and protected in my home. You know, that sometimes the same the roof falls on the person and he is gone.
आदमी समझता है कि असबाब होंगे मेरे पास तो मेरे काम चलेंगे. उन असबाब की वजह से ही उसके साथ लड़ाई, लोगों की लड़ाई हो जाती है और लोग उसको असबाब की वजह से मार देते हैं.
And person thinks that and I have means and I have all the materials with me. Due to that means and materials, I will be successful. And in many cases, the same materials and asbab and means become the reason of that person getting into trouble.
जिस वक्त सऊदी अरब में सबसे पहले पेट्रोल निकला था.
In the early days in Saudi Arabia, when the first time, you know, the oil came out.
मालिया सर हम तुलारे के बारे में मालूम हुआ कि उनको जब ये बात सबसे पहले मालूम हुई, उन्हीं के ज़माने में दरियाफ्त हुआ था.
And the oil was discovered in the time of Maulana Sir Ramtulali when he came to know about it.
हज़रत ने फरमाया कि अल्लाह ने इन अरबों से नाराज होके इनको आग पे बिठा दिया.
So he mentioned that Allah is not happy with them and Allah has put them, made them sit on top of the fire.
इस आग ने पहले निकलकर इनका दीन बर्बाद किया.
And this fire, the first thing that did, it corrupted their deen.
ये आया तो दुनिया में आयश आ गया, मजे आ गए, तो तीन ही सिफात निकल गई.
Because you know it,
आयशात में पड़ गए.
Amenities, this brought money and amenities came in life and luxury came in life and they got into the desires.
ये उसके बाद में जो हालात है आप देख रहे हैं कि ना दीन बच रहा ना दुनिया बच रही.
And then we are all seeing the conditions, neither the deen is being saved nor the dunya.
देखो अल्लाह वालों की नजर, देखो उनकी नजर, वो किस नजर से देखते थे चीजों को.
Look at the understanding and the vision of the Allah wala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how long term and what is their
reason. का सबब होता है, जरूरी नहीं है कि वो बचने का सबब हो.
Apparently something that we think that will protect us, it's not necessary that it will.
इज्जत का सबब होता है, जरूरी नहीं है कि वो इज्जत का सबब हो.
something that we think that is a reason of izzah might is not necessary it will be a reason
jo zillat ka sabab hota hai zaruri nahi hai ki wo zillat ka sabab ho
apparently that the asbab and the condition of zillat are not necessarily they will take us towards disgrace
halakat ki asbab mein se hayat ki hifazat nikalti hai
apparent environment of destruction Allah can bring protection
aur hifazat ki asbab mein se halakat nikalti hai
and from apparent means of protection destruction can come
kamyabiyon mein se nakami ke nakshe nakami mein se kamyabiyan nikal aati hain
and Allah can bring you know from the apparent you know shapes of success Allah can bring you know make someone a failure
to ye sab kiske haath mein hai Allah ke haath mein
and who is controlling it and whose hands is this is in Allah
kiske haath mein nahi hai ye cheezon ke haath mein nahi hai
and it's not connected with any of the
asbab ke haath mein nahi hai
it's not connected to any
dil ka taluq loose ho jata hai cheezon se
and that's where the problem happens that our heart gets connected and gets lost into the things of this world
aur jitne allah tbaraka taala ki sifat ka asma ka kamalat ka khubiyon ka aur unke waqiat ka tazkira aadmi karta hai to utna allah se dil judna shuru ho jata hai ye mehnat hai huzur pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka tareeqa mehnat ye hai ki yaqeen lane ke liye ye tareeqa ikhtiyar kiya jata hai
and the more a person individual involves in the tazkira of the greatness of allah subhanahu wa taala and he talks about it he listens about it and then engages in that kind of environment the more it is done that environment is created and a person gets involved into that then this the heart gets cleared off and the connection gets corrected with allah subhanahu
aur isko naql o harkat ke zariye se kiya jata tha
and this has to be established through naql o harkat through movement
taki hamare andar jo log kar rahe hain unme bhi aur jin mein ye kaam kiya ja raha unme bhi ye baat paida ho
And movement is important because the people who are trying to do this, who are doing this, so that this self that develops in them also, and the effort that is they are making on others, they also develop this self.
और सारे मशगूलियतों से निकलकर दुनिया भी मशगूलियतों में से मशागिल से कामों से दुनिया की तरफ मुतवज्जे करने वाली चीजों से हटाकर एक माहौल में लाके ये काम करना ताकि वो चीज अंदर पैदा हो.
And thing that is very important is that. That the disconnection from whatever we are engaged in, because we are so much into our things, you know, our connection with dunya is so strong that the disconnection is very important. After getting that disconnection, that coming into the environment and being in that environment, then that connection will be with Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala.
ये चीज इब्तिदाई तो बेसिकली तो अपन आदमी के दिल में बैठेगी, फिर अल्लाह पाक के अहकाम सामने आते जाएंगे और दीन वाली चीजें आदमी इख्तियार करता चला जाएगा.
And when the greatness of Allah and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disconnection from dunya, it will sink into the heart. Then when the commands of Allah will come one by one in front of us, a person will keep on obeying Allah's commands and going after them.
Tarbiyat ki ye tartib jaise sahaba ke zamane mein thi, qiyamah tak aisi rahegi.
And this is the tartib, this is the structure, you know, the framework, you know, that has been given to sahaba by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is the same in the time of Rasulullah and time of sahaba. And exactly it's the same right now, it has been fixed by Allah.
Bachon ke liye bhi yahi rahega, badon ke liye bhi yahi rahega.
And this framework is same for the kids also, for the adults also.
Mardon ke liye bhi yahi rahega, auraton ke liye bhi yahi rahega.
Same for the men and also the women folks.
Hum apne bachon ki tarbiyat ke bare mein bhi galat idea, galat tarike se kaam karte hain.
You know, when we are thinking about the tarbiyah of our kids, we are not thinking in the right direction.
Hum samajh rahe hain ki unko knowledge de di jaye ye kaafi hai.
We think that we give them knowledge, that's good enough.
Unki talib ka intezam kar de rahe hain.
That we already mashallah arranged for their education,
fees bhi ada kar rahe hain.
We are giving the fees.
Ehtimam se unko weekend ke upar jo hai na kahin kahin leke jaate hain.
Over the weekend we are taking them to different programs.
Aur uske baad laake fir unko gande mahol mein chhod dete hain.
And after we break them from those gatherings and those places, we're leaving them in the dirty environment.
Unke doston ki fikr hai.
Neither we are looking who their friends are.
No, unke gamon ki fikr hai.
Neither we are into
the gamon mein wo
what kind of games they are playing.
Wo kis tarah ke bachon mein khel kood unki hai.
What kind of association they have or friendship.
No, unki aadaton ki fikr hai.
Neither we are looking at what kind of habits they
have. No, unke mahol ki fikr hai.
What kind of environment they are in.
Deen ki knowledge unko de dena chahiye.
The what we are generally thinking is I'll give them the knowledge of deen.
Isse kya hoga?
What will happen with this?
Knowledge de dena kafi nahi hota.
You know, giving knowledge is not enough.
Knowledge zaruri hai amal ke liye.
Knowledge is important for amal.
Agar knowledge amal ka mauquf wala nahi hai, amal is par depend nahi karta hai.
But amal doesn't depend on the knowledge.
Haan. نالج کی وجہ سے آدمی عمل نہیں کرتا.
A person doesn't come onto action because of knowledge.
عمل دوسری وجہ سے کرتا ہے.
And a person comes onto عمل to due to a different reason.
اگر وہ دوسری وجہ نہ ہو تو نالج ہونے کے باوجود عمل نہیں ہوتا.
If that other item is missing, a person besides having knowledge will not act on that.
اس وقت پوری امت مسلمہ اسی غلطی کا شکار ہے.
In this time and age, the whole ummah is in this kind of misconception.
وہ دوسری چیز جو ہے نا اس کا کوئی اہتمام نہیں ہے, نالج کا اہتمام ہے.
You know, only we are thinking about knowledge, that the other item, other thing that is needed for that knowledge to come into practice is missing.
اس نالج کو قبول دل کے اس نالج کو دل قبول کرے, اس قبول کرنے کا ایک پروسیس ہے, ایک تیاری ہے, پریپریشن ہے دل کا. جب وہ دل تیار ہوتا ہے اس نالج کو لینے کے لیے, پھر وہ نالج کام کرتا ہے.
How that knowledge is accepted by the heart, you know, for that there's a whole effort for the heart, so that our heart accepts that knowledge, because then that power in the heart that will make us do that action.
وہ یہ وہ یقین کی محنت اس کو کہتے ہیں.
And that whole process, that effort is called the effort of yaqeen.
وہ مزاج بنانا جس کو کہتے ہیں.
You know, developing that kind of heart.
تعلق مع اللہ کا بنانا جس کو کہتے ہیں.
What we mention it, that the connection with Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. وہ ہدایت کا نور جس کو کہتے ہیں.
We say the noor of hidayat.
وہ جب دل میں آتا ہے تو پھر knowledge کام کرتا.
When it comes to the heart, then the knowledge works. Without knowledge, a person doesn't know what is right
and wrong.
But for that knowledge to come into practice, something that will, that is the muharrak. That is the capacity of the heart.
دل کے اندر ہدایت کا نور.
And that is the noor of hidayat in the heart.
وہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی عظمت و بڑائی.
And the greatness and azma and muhabba and love of Allah.
یہ چیز جب ہوتی ہے آدمی میں تو پھر نالج فائدہ دیتا.
When this is in the heart, then the knowledge is beneficial.
اچھا اس کی ضرورت جتنی بچوں کو ہے اتنی بڑوں کو ہے.
And the need of that is, you know, is exactly, sometimes we think it's only for the kids. Same need is for the adults also.
اور بڑوں کو اس سے زیادہ ہے.
And adults are even in more need of that than the kids.
وہ کیسے؟
How it is?
بچوں کا سینہ ابھی خالی ہے, پلین کرتی ہے.
Because hearts of the kids is black.
جو آپ لکھیں گے وہ لکھا جائے گا.
Whatever you write, you know, it will get inscribed.
وہ مٹتا بھی جلدی ہے, بیٹھتا بھی جلدی ہے.
It can be erased quickly also, it can be put into written also very pretty quickly.
بڑوں کا بورڈ جو ہے نا بہت زیادہ کچھ بھی ہوتا ہے.
And when a person gets adult and mature, you know, that board of the heart, no, it has too much of writing on it.
خالی لکھا ہوا نہیں ہے, لکھ لکھ کے گس گس پہ اس پہ نشانہ آ گئے.
There's not only like it's too much is written there, but there's so much written, even there's scratches on
the smooth karne ke waste.
So we need a sandpaper, you know, to smooth it.
اس کے لیے سفر کا مجاہدہ وہ ریگ مال ہے.
So that the when a person travels and does the khuruj, that travel is the sandpaper.
قربانی.
That sacrifice is the sandpaper.
جذبات کو قربان کرنا.
The sacrifice of emotions.
خواہشات کو قربان کرنا.
The sacrifice of desires.
یعنی وہ ہماری استعداد, خراب استعداد کو دور کر کے صحیح استعداد کو پیدا کر کے پھر حق کا علم کو لے کر چلنا ہے, تو وہ ہمارے لیے زیادہ محنت درکار ہوگی یا پہلے کے مقابلے میں.
So we being adults, we have to go an extra mile. We have to make more effort, because our heart is more corrupted. You know, it has more scratches in it. For that, we have to do that mujahidah of safar and khawaishat and desires, and come out of our comfort zone. You know, then, you know, we will be moved forward.
اس مجاہدے کے ذریعے سے ہماری استعداد درست ہوگی میرے دوست.
Through this mujahida, our effort will come on the right direction.
اور اس سے ہم حق کو قبول کرنے کی صلاحیت اپنے اندر زیادہ زیادہ بنائیں گے.
And through that, the capacity to accept the truth and the haq will develop in our
heart. اور اس چیز کی مسلسل ضرورت رہتی ہے.
And this is a continuous need.
حضور نے فرمایا کہ دل ایسے ہی میلا ہوتا ہے جیسے کپڑا میلا ہوتا ہے.
Because Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said the heart gets corrupted and gets, you know, gets the filth the way the cloth gets the filth.
جیسے کپڑا جب میلا ہوتا ہے تو اس کو دھوتے رہنا پڑتا ہے.
You know, the way the cloth gets dirty, we have to keep washing it.
کپڑے کو تو آپ بدل نہیں سکتے ہیں.
You know, we can change the clothes.
لیکن آپ ہر وقت جا کے دل کو تو نہیں بدل سکتے.
But we cannot change the heart.
وہ زندگی میں کبھی ایک وقت ضرورت پڑے گی تو پڑے گی, پھر اس کے بعد بھی کوئی شیورٹی نہیں ہے کہ بچے گی یا نہیں بچے گی.
So I'm saying like once in a, when we get old or something, we can have a like heart replacement that can only happen once, might be, if needed. You know, but we cannot do it the way we do change clothes.
دل کا تو کام یہ
یہ ہے کہ اس کو دھوتے ہی رہنا پڑے گا.
سو دا وٹ وی ود دا ہارٹ وی ہیو ٹو کیپ واشنگ اٹ.
اس لیے اس کو مجاہدے کی بھٹی میں ڈالتے رہنا ہوگا.
دیٹس وائی وی ہیو ٹو کیپ پٹنگ اور ہارٹ ان ٹو دیٹ یو نو فرنس آف مجاہدہ, یو نو آف دا لانڈری آف مجاہدہ.
اس کے اندر جتنا زیادہ ہم ڈالیں گے پھر اس کے ساتھ اس میں بلیچ بھی چاہیے اور بہت سی چیزیں چاہیے, جیسا کپڑا ہے ویسی چیزیں چاہیے.
سو وی ہیو ٹو لانڈری اور ہارٹ اگین اینڈ اگین, لائک دا فریکوینسی ہیز ٹو بی مور, اینڈ سیم وے بیکاز دیئر از ٹو مچ فیلت وی ہیو ٹو سینڈ اینڈ پٹ بلیچ اینڈ مور ڈیفرنٹ کائنڈ آف
ڈیٹرجنٹ. وہ قربانیوں کی مثالیں ہیں وہ,
اینڈ دیز ار آل لائک دا دا کمپیریزن آف دیٹ از ود دا سیکریفائسز دیٹ وی ول میک وین وی.
آپ اندازہ کیجئے کہ جیسے یہ چیز کی ضرورت مجھے ہے پوری امت مسلمہ کو ہے,
اینڈ this need for the cleansing of heart is for every one of us. You know, the as Mufti sahab is saying, the way it's needed for me, exactly the same way this is the need of every individual of this ummah.
isliye puri ummat e muslima ko is par lana hai.
That's why we have to bring the whole ummat onto this.
uske liye is mehnat ko naql o harkat ke sath mein rakha gaya hai.
That's why this effort has been connected with naql o harkat, with
khuruj. aur naql o harkat mardon mein bhi hogi, auraton mein bhi hogi.
And this khuruj, this movement has to be in the men also and in the women also.
bachchon mein bhi hogi, bachchiyon mein bhi hogi.
in the boys and girls also.
uske liye mahol banaya jayega.
For that we have to create the environment.
mahol mein Allah rasool ke tazkire honge.
In that environment we will talk about Allah's greatness and
amal ki ahmiyat ka zikr hoga.
Success in the ways of Rasulullah says, we'll talk about the importance of amal.
ہاں اس کے فائدے بتائے جائیں گے.
We'll talk about the benefits of amal.
ہم کو پیسوں کا فائدہ معلوم ہے, اس وجہ سے پیسوں کی قدر ہمارے بچوں کے دلوں میں.
Because we know the benefit of the money and the currency, that's why the love of money and currency is in our hearts and the hearts of our kids.
اعمال کے فائدوں کا, ذکر کے فائدوں کا, تلاوت کے فائدوں کا, تسبیح کے فائدوں کا کوئی تذکرہ گھر میں نہیں ہے, اس لیے بچوں میں تسبیح اور تلاوت کا شوق بھی نہیں.
And because there is no mention of the importance of اعمال and ذکر and عبادت and دعا in our homes, you know, that's why you know our kids are they don't have that importance.
Gharon mein is wajah se uska zauk nahi hai,
and that's why there is no direction towards, there is no direction of amal in the homes.
isliye is mehnat ka mere dosto musalsal hote rehna zaruri hai.
That's why this effort is perpetual, like it is a continuous effort.
Aadmi ka ek mizaj hai ki kisi kaam ko karte karte baad martaba ekdam down ho jata hai.
You know, this is the mizaj of our mizaj of humans, that when they keep on doing something, eventually they kind of start getting slow about it.
Bored ho jata hai.
They get bored.
Sust ho jata hai.
The person gets lazy.
Aur kai wujuhat bhi usko sust kar dete hain.
And there are many like reasons from outside that make a person lazy.
To usko uska ilaaj karna hota hai.
And then he has to do some, you know, ilaaj of that.
Usko mujahide ke liye phir se taiyar hona padta hai.
And he has to get ready for mujahida again.
Jaise roz paison ki zarurat padti hai to roz job ki zarurat padti hai.
That's why we need money on daily basis, then we have to go to job or whatever we need to do on daily basis.
Job ko jaane ke liye susti bhi aati hai.
We all experience those kind of feelings, like it's sometimes we feel
badla badla bhi ho jata hai, bukhar bhi aa jata hai.
Sometimes we are sick, still we go to job.
Agar bukhar bhi agar zyada aaye to aadmi bolta hai main kab tak bukhar mein rahunga, job hi na chali jayegi.
You know, a person gets sick for too long or get fever for too long, then he keeps start thinking like, I cannot take too many days off, because if I take too many days off, my job will be gone.
Aadmi kya karta hai agar aadmi ko susti aa jaye job pe jaane pe to kya karta hai?
You know, a person feels lazy going to job, what he does?
تھامیر رحمتہ اللہ سے ایک صاحب نے پوچھا کہ مجھے سستی بہت ہوتی ہے کیا کروں.
Somebody asked تھامیر رحمتہ اللہ that I have that laziness in me, what should I do?
حضرت نے فرمایا کہ سستی کا علاج ہے چستی, اور کوئی علاج نہیں ہے اس کا.
He said the cure of laziness is that you become active.
اس کا کوئی وظیفہ نہیں ہے کہ 10 مرتبہ پڑھو چستی آ جائے گی.
So there is no وظیفہ or recipe that you do, be decided 10 times you will become active and you will become mashallah, you know.
مولانا صاحب دعوت برکات تو فرماتے ہیں کہ وظیفے سے فریضہ نہیں آتا, فریضہ الگ چیز ہے, وظیفہ الگ چیز ہے, فریضے تو فریضے کی حیثیت سے پکڑو.
صاحب دعوت برکات سے کہتے ہیں ود وظیفہ, یو نو وین وی ڈو سم تھنگ ایز اے وظیفہ, وی ول ناٹ بی ایبل ٹو گیٹ ٹو دا, وی ول ناٹ بی ایبل ٹو فلفل دا فریضہ, لائک دا فرض.
مقابلہ نہیں ہے, فریضے کو ترجیح دو. یہ فرماتے
سو گیو پریفرنس ٹو دا فریضہ.
یہ فریضہ ہے محنت کرنے کا.
So the effort of deen is a fariza, is a command.
Jaise job ki ahmiyat dil mein hai.
The way we have the importance of job in our heart.
Jab susti aati hai to aadmi kya karta hai, muqabla karta hai.
You know, when we have the importance of job, when the laziness creeps in or boredom creeps in, we compete. You know, we try to fight it out.
Muqabla kis cheez se karta hai? Aane wale nafa ko sochta hai.
And how he does it?
speaks about the nafa, the benefit that will come after he will go to the job.
वो जो salary है, वो जो check है, वो जो पैसा है, वो आदमी के ज़हन में आता है कि मैं जाऊँगा तो ये चीज़ मिलेगी.
That bi-weekly check comes in front, the daily money that he will get from the job that comes, and that forces, you know, takes away the laziness from that person.
और आदमी को मुजाहिदे पे लाने के लिए, सुस्ती चुस्ती लाने के लिए वो अंदेशा होता है कि आदमी सोचता है कि अगर मैं नहीं गया तो क्या-क्या possibilities हैं.
And to become active, he thinks, you know, that if I stay lazy, I don't go, like, what will happen? What would be the consequences of not going to the job? So that makes him and pushes him.
तो नफा होता है सामने या नुकसान का डर होता है.
Either a person has a reward in front of him or the negative consequences of not fulfilling that job.
उसी को वादे और वाईदे कहते हैं.
And that's what are called वादा and वाईद.
हाँ, इसीलिए दावत के वादे बताए गए हैं कि तुम दावत में लगोगे तो क्या वादे अल्लाह ने किए.
That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the promises, you know, and the rewards that when you will engage in the effort of deen, this is what you will get.
जैसे जैसे करते रहोगे वैसे वैसे फायदे होते रहेंगे.
As you will engage into the effort of deen, the same token, the same way you will keep getting benefits.
जितना ज्यादा करोगे उतना ज्यादा फायदा होगा.
The more you will engage into it, the more benefits you will get.
यहाँ तक कि वो नौबत आ जाएगी कि नसरुम मिनल्लाह और फतहुल करीब भी हो जाएगा.
Even to the extent you will reach to such a level that nasrum minallah and fatul qareeb will happen.
नसरुल्लाह और फतहुल करीब क्या होता है? वराइत अन्नास यदखुलूना फी दीनिल्लाह अफवाजा, कि तुम्हारी वजह से लोग फौज दर फौज दीन में अल्लाह के आ जाएंगे.
And what is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is Allah's help is that Allah will make you a reason for coming of thousands and millions of people coming into the fold.
तुम हिदायत के इमाम बन जाओ.
You will become the leader of hidayat, imam of hidayat.
वजअल्लाहुम अइमतन यहदूना बिअमरिना लम्मा सबरू वकानू बिआयतिना यूकिनून. जब वहां पर उस वक्त के पिछले जमाने के ईमान वालों में यकीन आ गया और सबर आ गया तो फिर हमने उनको हिदायत का इमाम बना दिया.
Allah is mentioning that the people in the early ages when they got the yakeen and got the sabr, Allah made them the imam of hidayat.
Allah pak hidayat ka imam bana dega agar tum mehnat karte rahoge.
Allah will make you the leader of hidayat, the source of hidayat, if you will keep doing the effort.
Sirf tumko hidayat nahi dega, yani tumko zariya bana dega hazaron ki hidayat ka.
Not only Allah will give you hidayat, rather Allah will make you a reason of hidayat for thousands and millions.
Ye matlab hai wa ukhra tuhibunaha nasrun min Allah wa fathun qareeb ka, to phir ye cheez bhi tumko mil jayegi.
This is the meaning of that ayat that Rustam mentioned, that Allah will even eventually will give you this also.
और अगर खुदा ना खास्ता नहीं करोगे तो जो नुकसान है वो तो जाहिर है, कितना बड़ा नुकसान बताया गया.
And if Allah protects us, if you will not do it, then Allah is also mentioning the consequences.
दूसरों में तो क्या हिदायत फैलेगी, अपनी हिदायत बचना मुश्किल हो जाएगा.
You know, like the biggest consequence is that, you know, what to talk about the hidayat going to others, our own hidayat will be in question.
Shaitan khali baitha hua nahi hai.
Because shaitan is not sitting idle.
Uske paas susti nahi hai.
There is no laziness in
him. Wo chust hai apne kaam mein.
He is very active.
Uske lashkar lage hue hain.
And his whole army is engaged in that.
Wo hafte mein ek martaba mashwara nahi karta.
He doesn't make mashwara on weekly basis.
Hadith mein hai ki wo rozana mashwara karta hai.
It's mentioned in hadith that he has his mashwa on daily basis.
वो अपना तख्त पानी पे बिछाता है और रोजाना उसके लिए जमा होती है शूरा उसकी पूरी.
He puts his throne on the water and the whole shura and his army they gather together.
कारगुजारी लेता है.
And he takes the कारगुजारी.
और दो आदमियों की कारगुजारी, दो शैतानों की कारगुजारी से बहुत खुश होता है.
And when he gets two kinds of कारगुजारी, you know, he is very happy.
एक कारगुजारी है कि मियां बीवी में लड़ाई करा के तलाक करवा दी.
You know, one kargazari he is very happy to hear is when he gets the kargazari that the couple, you know, between husband and wife, he initiated the fight and which ended up to the talaq.
वो एक मुसीबत नहीं है.
Because this is not one problem.
वो मुसीबत का दरवाजा है.
That's an avenue towards many problems.
वो एक बुराई नहीं है, बुराइयों का दरवाजा है.
That's not one evil. This is our one sin. This is an avenue. This is an opening towards many sins and many evils.
और दूसरी चीज जिससे वो बहुत खुश होता है कि किसी ने दीन का इल्म हासिल करना चाहा और उसको कुछ बहला फुसला के उसको दीन के रास्ते से रोक दिया.
And second thing that he becomes really happy, that kind of karamzari when it comes to him, that someone intended to acquire knowledge and do the effort of deen and he kind of took him away from that path.
उसमें जो दीनी मदरसे का काम होता है वो भी शामिल है, उसमें जो तबलीग का काम है वो भी शामिल है.
And this includes all the effort, all the madaris,
the knowledge of deen and also the effort of deen
that they do. Because
a person goes out in tabligh for learning the deen.
और किसी उस्ताद के पास जाना कुरान हदीस पढ़ने के लिए वो भी दीन सीखने के लिए.
And when a person goes to a ustad or an institution for learning Quran and Hadith, that's also learning.
Shaitan
becomes very happy and appreciates, you know, those people in his lashkar that you did a great job.
ऐसा excuse सिखा दिया कि वो बस उसमें जा छोड़ा नहीं पड़ा.
And he taught them such an excuse that he kind of went away from that.
हमारा हम जिन चीजों को excuse के तौर पर इस्तेमाल करते हैं कि वक्त नहीं लग रहा अपना, चिल्ला नहीं लग रहा अपना, चार महीने नहीं लग रहे हमारे, सहरोजा नहीं लग रहा हमारा, हम तकाजों में नहीं आ रहे हैं, हम जमातों को नहीं ले रहे हैं, हम जमातों का साथ नहीं दे रहे हैं, हमकी नुसरत नहीं हो रही, जितने कामों में हमारे पास एक्सक्यूज है आप बैठ के जायजा लीजिए कि ज्यादातर में आपको शैतान का हाथ मिलेगा.
You know, if we were engaged in the effort of deen and we are not able to do, for example, our khuruj, you know, our 40 days, our jamaats coming to our masjid, we are not able to do nusra, we are not able to host masturat jamaat, we are not able to do khuruj in masturat jamaat. If we go and do our deen,
rozana ki taleem,
daily taleem, in haftawar gasht, you know, weekly gasht, and beruni gasht, and all those amal that we were doing and we are not able to do.
Iski wajah hamare paas hogi.
If we go deep and we try to see that the reason behind that, what excuse is making us not do it, Hazrat Musa is saying in most cases you will right away find this is nothing but from shaitan.
ज्यादातर कामों में शैतान का हाथ होता है. शैतान ये कैसे कर रहा था हमको अंदाजा नहीं होता.
In most cases it's the shaitan excuse that came that put in our heart and mind from shaitan. And
is making us lazy.
Because Shaitan and his tribe is able to see us, you know, in such a way that we are not able to see them.
और अल्लाह ने कुरान में फरमाया कि देखो वो दुश्मन है, तुम उसको अपना दुश्मन बनाओ.
And Allah says in the Quran that He is your enemy, you also consider Him your enemy.
और जगह-जगह कुरान बात फरमाया कि देखो ये तुमको रास्ते से हटाएगा.
And in many places the Quran is saying again and again that this individual, this shaitan, will make you go away from the right path.
और इसके लिए शैतान सबसे ज्यादा इस्तेमाल करता है नफ्स को.
And for that शैतान, the biggest tool of शैतान is the nafs.
और उसके लश्कर बहुत है.
And he has so many armies and
बाहर उसके लश्कर बहुत फैले हुए हैं.
And his armies are spread out all over.
उसके तीर बने हुए हैं.
And they are
उसके हथियार बने हुए हैं.
There is arrows and his weaponry.
उसकी रस्सियां बनी हुई हैं.
There is his ropes.
हुजूर ने फरमाया निसा व हिबालतु शैतान, शैतान की रस्सियां जिसमें बांधता है वो शिकार को वो औरतें हैं.
There's hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the ropes with which shaitan ties up they're the women.
और मैं अन्नज़ुर सहमु मिन सहमि शैतान, आदमी की नजर ये तीर है शैतान का.
And there's another hadith that the sight of an individual is an arrow of shaitan.
बहुत लश्कर हैं उसके फैले हुए.
There are so many armies of his.
प्यादा लश्कर भी हैं, सवार लश्कर भी हैं.
The armies are on foot also and on rides also.
वो सामने से भी आता है, पीछे से भी, दाएं से भी, बाएं से भी.
He comes from the front, from the back, from the right, from the left.
इसका मतलब बाबुलमा ने तो ये फरमाया कि जैसे हम समझते हैं कि चौ तरफ से वो हमला करता है. और बाबुलमा ये कहते हैं कि सामने से का मतलब अलग है, पीछे से का मतलब अलग है, दाईं तरफ का मतलब अलग है, बाईं साइड का मतलब अलग है. दाईं साइड का मतलब यह कि जो काम अच्छे तुमने किए थे उस काम के रास्ते से धोखा दे देता है.
That all the good actions, you know, the good actions that we do, he will put doubt into it.
We did.
Yeah.
हम तक जो किए थे उस रास्ते से तक रास्ते में बहका देता है कि ये किया था ना कैसे? चार महीने तेरे हो गए? समझ में आ गया?
Yeah. He deceives you.
जो कर चुके हैं आप उस रास्ते से आपको गलतफहमी में डालता है.
So whatever the good deeds we did, he will make us do some have misconception about it.
और बाएं का मतलब यह है कि गुनाहों के रास्ते से रोकता है.
And from the left is that he stops us from through sins.
ये कर दिया, ये कर दिया, ये कर दिया. आप क्या जमात में लगता हूँ?
So I did this sin. Like what's the point of going to jail?
तू तो ऐसा है. जमात में लग के क्या फायदा?
Oh, such and such person is such. What's the point of going into jamaat? They're such. We don't have to.
नहीं, मैं खुद भी such.
I'm very
such. मैंने ये गलती की है. मैं क्या करूँगा? ये
I've done this. So there's no point of going into jail.
सामने का मतलब ये होता है कि अगर मैं जाऊंगा तो क्या क्या अंदेशे हैं.
from front means that if I go in the path of Allah, or if I do, if I will walk on deen, then what are the what will happen? What are
Shaitan yaidukum al-faqra, kya tangiyan pesh aayengi?
What kind of consequences I might face?
क्या परेशानियाँ सामने आएंगी?
What anxieties, what problems I can face?
पीछे का मतलब यह है कि मेरे पीछे मेरे बीवी बच्चों का क्या होगा?
And from behind means what will happen when I'll do the go in the back?
मेरे business और कारोबार का क्या होगा?
What will happen to my business?
ये भी उलमा ने लिखा है कि दाई तरफ से, बाई तरफ से, आगे से, पीछे से का ये मतलब है.
And ulama has explained that this is what it means from right, from left, from front, from back.
इसलिए मेरे दोस्तों भाइयों, दीन पर चलना हमारे लिए जरूरी है.
That's why my dear respect brothers, it's very important for us to practice deen.
खास तौर पर इस फितने के जमाने में.
Especially in this time of fitna.
सुबह में जो चीज है शाम में नहीं है, अलग है.
You know, our condition that is in the morning, it's not in the
शाम में जो चीज है वो सुबह में नहीं है.
The conditions that is in of our heart that is in the evening is not the same in the morning.
उन्होंने फरमाया कि फितने इंसान के दिलों पर ऐसे आएंगे जैसे चटाई की पत्तियां एक दूसरे में मर्ज होकर आती है.
The fitnas and trials will come upon us will in such a way, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, just like the straws of the mat.
सुबह की हालत में आदमी मोमिन होगा, शाम होते होते काफिर हो जाएगा.
In the morning a person will be mu'min, by evening he will become a kafir.
और शाम में मोमिन होगा, सुबह में काफिर हो जाएगा.
A person will be mu'min in the evening, by morning he will become a kafir.
बहुत फितनों से हम दोचार हैं इस वक्त.
So right now we are subject to so many trials and
fitnas. के जाल में फंस रहे हैं.
We are kind of entangled into the nets of fitness.
तो इससे बचने का रास्ता सिवाय ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह की मेहनत की और कुछ नहीं.
So the only way out of it is the effort of la ilaha illallah.
क्योंकि हदीस में है ये बात.
Because this is in the hadith.
कि फितने से बचने का इलाज ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, यानी उसका यकीन है.
The avenue to get out of this fitna, you know, the way out of this fitna is in hadith is la ilaha
illallah. इसलिए फितनों के दौर में हमको इस मेहनत से पीछे नहीं रहना है.
So that's why it's very important that in this time and age of fitnas and trials, we cannot shy away from this effort of
faith. बल्कि इसमें और आगे बढ़ते चले जाना.
Rather, we have to intensify and engage more into this effort.
और हालात का मुकाबला करना है.
And we have to fight the conditions and circumstances.
और अहकाम की अहमियत को समझना है.
And we have to understand the importance of the अहकामात.
अहकाम के मुकाबले में हालात को नहीं देखना.
And when the अहकामात comes, we have to give preference to the ahkamat.
हालात को मैनेज करना.
We have to manage the conditions.
उसमें जो झेलना पड़ रहा है वो झेलना.
And whatever problem comes, we have to bear those problems.
मुजाहिदीन की जो शक्लें नजर आती है उन पे राजी हो जाना.
And whatever the mujahida comes towards us, we have to be happy with that.
और अल्लाह से दुआ करना आसानी की.
And ask and keep on asking Allah for the ease.
क्योंकि जो अल्लाह से आसानी मांगता है, अल्लाह उसको आसानी कर देता है.
Whoever asks Allah Subhanahu wa Taala with afiyat and ease, Allah gives the.
और जो अल्लाह पे भरोसा करता है, अल्लाह उसको काफी हो जाता है.
And whoever relies on Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, Allah is sufficient for that person.
अल्लाह से अच्छा गुमान आदमी को अच्छा कर देता है.
You know, a good gumaan, expectation of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala makes a person the same way.
अल्लाह तुम्हारे मुद्दा फरमाया कि जो अल्लाह तुम्हारे मतलब भरोसा करता है, अल्लाह उसको काफी होता है. अल्लाह की तवक्कुल अला अल्लाह व हुवा हस्बु. जो अल्लाह पे तवक्कुल करता है, अल्लाह उसको काफी.
Whoever depends and relies on Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, Allah becomes enough for him.
और अल्लाह तरगीब देता है कि तुम मुझ पे भरोसा करो.
And Allah gives a targhib that do rely on me, depend on me.
बल्कि एक जगह पर ये फरमाया अल्लाह ताला ने हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम को कि वतवक्कुल अला अल हय्य अल्लज़ी ला यमूत. उस जिंदा पे भरोसा करो जो मरता नहीं है.
In one place, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is saying to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that rely and depend on that being who never dies.
ये बोलना चाह रहे हैं कि मैं जिंदा हूँ, मैं मरता नहीं हूँ, मुझ पे भरोसा करो.
Allah is saying that I am ever living, so do rely on me, depend on me.
मैं उन्हीं कुव्वतों के साथ हूँ जिनके साथ मैंने नबी पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की मदद की थी.
I have the same powers and same attributes with which I helped Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. Sahaba ki madad ki thi.
I helped Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu.
Pichle anbiya ki madad ki thi.
I helped the anbiya that came.
Iman walon ki madad ki hai.
I helped the people of iman.
Meri quwwat waisi hai.
My power is the same.
Meri qudrat waisi hai.
My qudrat is the same.
Meri sifat waisi hai.
My attributes are the same.
Tawakkal ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. Mere sath acha gumaan to banao.
Make good expectation of me. Have a good gumaan.
Jitna zyada acha gumaan banaoge, utna main tumko kaafi ho jaunga.
The more high expectation you will have of me and good gumaan of me, I will treat you the same way.
वो भी एक जरिया है हालात को सही करने का.
That's a mean for solving our problem.
जो हमारे हालात
fixing the conditions
की वजह से हम काम नहीं कर सक रहे, उनको सही करने का एक जरिया है अल्लाह से अच्छा गुमान बनाना और एतमाद करना उन पर.
One of the avenue that and the reasons that are not made. how we can fix that problem, one avenue is to have a good guman of Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's why they say we have to learn tawakkul, dependence, reliance also, and we have to not only learn, and then we have to practice it.
Tawakkul karke iqdam karo.
So we have to do tawakkul and then we have to practice.
Iqdam karoge to tawakkul bhi aayega aur mazid.
And when we'll practice it and do take the action, then more reliance on Allah will come.
Ashabe kaaf ke bare mein Allah ne farmaya ke warabatna ala qulubihim id qamu. Humne unke dilon ko aur mazboot kar diya jab wo khade ho gaye.
Allah says about ashabe kaaf, the people of the cave, that when they stood up, Allah says, I made their hearts more strong. First they did tawakkul on Allah and then they practiced it, they took the action, they stood up.
And
Allah says, when they stood up, I made their hearts more firm. Not only Allah made their hearts firm, Allah opened the avenues of success for them.
और ये बता दिया कि जब मैं मदद करता हूँ तो उसकी शक्लों में से कैसी-कैसी शक्लें होती हैं।
And as Allah says that when I help and I assist, then what kind of avenues I use?
जरूरी नहीं है कि आपको खाने की मदद की जरूरत है तो खाना पहुँचाएँ।
It's not necessary. Allah is not dependent that if you need food, He has to give you food.
खाने से ही मुस्तफ़ी कर दिया।
Allah made them, you know, talk like they were not in need of food.
पानी से ही मुस्तफ़ी कर दिया।
Allah made take that need of water away from them.
नहाने धोने से ही मुस्तफ़ी कर दिया।
Allah made them independent of taking any showers or changing clothes.
लिबास से मुस्तफ़ी कर दिया।
Allah made them independent of the clothing.
कितने टाइम के लिए?
For how many years?
309 साल के लिए।
309 years.
309 साल तक ना खाना, ना पानी, ना कपड़े, ना कुछ नहीं, किसी चीज की जरूरत नहीं रही. अल्लाह ऐसी शान वाला है.
So Allah is such, Allah is so powerful that for 309 years they were not in need of any water, any food, any kind of clothing, any kind of. Allah took away all their needs.
वो चाहता तो 300 साल तक उनको खाना पानी भी दे सकता था छुपा के.
If Allah wanted and Allah, you know, had that plan, Allah could have given them water and food and everything for 309 years. Allah just gave the order and Allah just, without all these means and stuff, Allah made them live. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very powerful. So we have to have full dependence and reliance on Allah. And then after relying on Allah, we have to take the step. And then we have to stand up to go in the path. And then we have to go and spread this in the whole world. And we have to make the whole, all the Muslims in the world to stand up on this. So everyone is ready for this. Everyone is ready.
Brothers, mashallah, don't make that.